10,274 Raymond S. Smeethurst Jr., south of Old Country Road and Ann Avenue. A variance from minimum lot width requirement for a parcel.
You're an attorney, sir?
I am.
You need not take the oath. That's in Delaware. We recognize that. Present your case.
In Maryland, they wouldn't accord me that. But I'm here on behalf of myself and my brothers and sisters, not as an attorney.
All right. You're fine.
Still fine, sir.
In addition to what was turned in, I have an additional map or plat that I thought might be of interest and might help these people. I need to keep one of them.
Okay.
For everybody, that, in case you have questions or so that I can more fully explain what we're trying to do here. The plat on the top is the same one that was turned in with the application that shows the location of the setback. 34-foot, where the 30-foot, 34-foot setback variance is being requested from Ann Avenue. What we have here is about a 1.23-acre parcel of land that I and my two sisters and brother own and have owned for some considerable period of time. Because the family is spread around not only the Eastern Shore, but also United States, it does not appear that we're going to be able to keep the property in one parcel or to keep the existing old farmhouse that sits on the property for too much longer. Consequently, what we have done, and this is the second sheet, we have come up with a proposed subdivision, master subdivision plan of the entire property, dividing it into four lots. Now, this subdivision plan has not been presented to anyone here in Sussex County yet, but before we did anything, we wanted to make sure that we had a viable plan that made sense. And it turns out that there's four family lines here, and we can get four lots in here that meet the applicable zoning code. And Mr. Plummer is the one who has laid this out. One of my sisters and my brother are, one is retired and one is about to retire, school teachers. And it is because we foresee a fairly short-term need to sell one of these lots that we're here today asking for the variance to enable us to subdivide out just lot number one at this time. You can see immediately what the problem is in recording the entire subdivision, because in order to do that, we would have to tear down the old farmhouse. Now, eventually, we know we're going to have to tear it down, but the timing isn't quite right. We would like to be able to keep and enjoy and use that house for probably another at least 4 or 5 years. But we have a short-term need to be able, at least we feel we do, to be able to market one of the lots, to sell it either to some more distant family member or some friend of the family, in order to provide the finances that one or more of us is currently or very shortly is going to need. And that's what brings us here. Otherwise, we would just wait and do all four lots at the same time. But lot number one can be subdivided out without interfering with anything that's going on the property now. But because of the rather unusual configuration of it, particularly as it extends almost like a, it's almost like a flag lot if you look at it from Ann Avenue, you can't meet the setback requirement off of Ann Avenue. We don't have any problem meeting the setback off of Rogers Avenue once we extend it. Rogers Avenue stops at our property line. But for the time being, access will be to Ann Avenue. In fact, that's how this property, for the most part, is accessed right now. We don't use Rogers Avenue at all. So that's the reason for the request for the variance. You can see from both the top plat as well as the master plan that the house is actually going to be located back up near Rogers Avenue than Ann Avenue, And so this setback requirement is largely a technicality. No one has any intention of building the house any closer than 75 feet to Ann Avenue anyway. It would be impossible to put a house in that little, in that narrow flag portion. That's pretty much the general explanation. I'm here obviously to answer any questions that you all may have.
Are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. Werben?
No.
So this new lot will not front at all on Rogers Avenue, is that correct?
Eventually it would.
Will?
Yes, eventually it would. And that's why we wanted to do a master plan here to make sure that it would fit in, that we would, by subdividing off just one lot, we wouldn't mess up the ultimate subdivision of the other three. So yes, it will eventually front on Rogers Avenue as well.
So is this variance for, Mr. Rickards, is this variance for Rogers Avenue or for?
Ann Avenue.
No, just for Ann Avenue.
Just for Ann Avenue, yeah. That's it.
Currently, it only has 38 feet of frontage for the entire parcel. So what's the need for the variance? Just because it's going to be subdivided?
This is not the front. This is, it's 75 feet that you must have, the minimum you must have for he's trying to create that parcel.
So where does this parcel, as it is now, where does it have 75 feet?
Right across the see where it says 41 feet there on your, it says 41 feet across the, just as you go in from the 30-foot setback line, that's where you need it.
Just as you're going in?
Just as you're going in. On your original paperwork, it'll show you that.
On Ann Avenue.
And it shows you on this one, you also showed them the 30-foot setback, which you need in an MR district. Mm-hmm. So at that point, you need a frontage of 75 feet. And you don't have that. You only have 41 feet. So that's what the board's got a rule on.
It was my understanding, Mr. Mills, that even though at present, this tract of land only has the 33.18 feet frontage on Ann Avenue, because we're asking to subdivide out just a portion of it, that point in time, we have to conform if we can.
That's correct. Get a variance. And it's only based on your 30-foot setback requirement.
Yes.
Okay.
So once it's subdivided, the remaining land doesn't have 75 feet either?
No.
But the remaining land has frontage on Rogers Avenue.
Rogers, right.
Of 50 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Not 75.
But I don't think it needs 75.
No, it doesn't. Just the first, the minimum lot requirement just for that, for his entrance, would be 75 feet for his frontage. That's his frontage. He needs 10,000 square feet and 100-foot length width.
Okay.
I think we made that clear on there. I'm not sure. So I.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Down here.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Good.
Yep.
Okay. That's, 10,000 square feet. I see it now.
Mm-hmm.
The remaining lots?
75 is lot fifth, not entrance. So it's not lot fifth.
Okay. I'm with you.
50 is just the entrance.
So when they... when the whole park was subdivided, Mr. Rickards, does Rogers Avenue extend into, does that become Rogers Avenue as the cul-de-sac?
Does it become the cul-de-sac? Yeah.
Does Rogers Avenue become
the cul-de-sac?
They would in all likelihood be required to dedicate that to the state as part of the
Rogers
Avenue.
And
that would be dedicated to, what's that lot? Yeah, right, to Rogers Avenue.
And at that point, all those lots would need variances.
Correct.
Which can't be approved now.
Nope. this starts it off.
Gotcha.
Okay, appreciate that. Okay, any further questions? Excuse me. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? One, two, three, four. Okay. Do we have a spokesman for the group? Would you please come forward, ma'am? Sure, you can sit down right front there.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name's Jane Patchell from Tunnel and Razor Law Firm, and I'm representing Frederick and Barbara Tower, who own the property adjacent to the Lot 1 off Rogers Avenue. Their address is 227 Rogers Avenue. They are Lot 27, Block A in Ann Acre Subdivision. So they directly abut this site to the east of where Lot 1 is being proposed. Taken some pictures so that it will be a little bit clearer for you as far as where the access is and where Rogers Avenue is. According to the testimony that was just given, Rogers Avenue is planned to be expanded to have a four-lot subdivision. Currently, Rogers Avenue is unpaved the whole way over to this lot line. On the original subdivision plot of Ann Acres, it was dedicated as a 50-foot wide street all the way over to the applicant's lot, but it was never improved the whole way over. It stops directly at the corner of my client's property, so it would need to be expanded over there if this subdivision were to be approved. My client obviously bought a property based on it being a dead-end street with limited traffic in front of their house, with limited noise caused by cars passing in front of their house. So they are dramatically opposed to Rogers Avenue being expanded for this subdivision plot. In addition, the subdivision plot, if it were presented today, requires numerous variances. One of their concerns is that this particular property, the configuration of this property, is a direct result of the applicant's family's development of this area. Back in the early 1960s, the Smethurst bought the property comprising approximately 80 acres of land. They sold pieces of the property off, formed the development Country Manor, directly benefited by the sale of the property and the development of that property, and created the lot as it sits now, with the limited frontage on Ann Avenue, with no accessibility to the other roadways. Okay. To now ask for a variance for this lot, when they individually created the condition that's requiring the variance to be issued, we think is contrary to the code, and therefore the variance should be denied. In the event that you do choose to go with the variance, we're also concerned about the safety concerns with Lot 1 being sold off. The plan is for it to be a four-lot subdivision with it fronting on Rogers Avenue extended. However, we don't know if that will ever come to fruition, which means the access would be off Ann Avenue, which is not wide enough for some possible emergency vehicles to get back there. There's already one property off that tiny alleyway that goes back. Sure. That it's its own means of access, and that is Lot 4 in Country Manor. To add a second property back there in such close proximity to my client's house causes a safety concern as well as quiet enjoyment concern for the noise and enjoyment of their property.
It appears that the property can be subdivided, though. Not necessarily in four lots, but two.
Possibly.
So what would be the difference if they subdivided in two or four to your client?
Well, personally, we're concerned about the volume of traffic that goes in and out, the fact that they purchased a property on the fact that it was a dead-end street, unimproved. So they would not like to see any development of the property, particularly since these individuals created the property condition as it exists today. So we feel it would be a double benefit. They benefited when they sold the property off and developed all the land around it, and now they're attempting to benefit again by asking for variances to do more subdivision.
Mm-hmm.
give you a point of reference, this is not an engineering survey. We tried to overlay a survey of my client's property along the lot line where lot one is proposed, and you can see there how close lot one is to the corner of this site, which is an existing house and has been in existence. If you'd like to see the survey that came from, it shows that is 2.9 feet from the lot line. I don't know if you want to see this.
We
also
have that survey.
Mm-hmm. We have that. Yeah.
Your clients utilize Rogers Avenue, right?
Correct. On the plot that's coming around, it shows you where the paved area of Rogers Avenue ends in front of my client's property.
Okay.
In relation to where the boundary line is.
And they wouldn't benefit by having Rogers paved?
No. They can access their property off the paved portion. The only person that would act or that would receive a benefit would be the Smethurst if this property, the subdivision now were approved, because they would need to access the remaining lands, or if the remaining three lots were also approved, they would benefit.
Does your client currently utilize any part of the right-of-way for their
parking? Everyone on the street does. The road is only roughly about 33 feet wide, the paved area. That's a rough estimate based on the survey that I have in front of me, so plus or minus a few feet. It's dedicated at 50 feet. All of the properties along that side of Ann Avenue use that for parking in front of the lots.
The fence that abuts the property?
Yes.
Asking for the variance, is that, that's on the side of the driveway, I assume, right?
That is actually
Apkins driveway.
See which one you're asking? There's two fences in this building. This is
one.
Rogers Avenue.
Okay, this one
that
is.
That is right here.
The driveway. So it backs up to the driveway where the applicant now comes into the
Correct.
Lot.
Correct.
Okay, is there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Horton?
No.
Mr.
Chairman, I have opposition.
Okay.
One question. I want to make sure I understand this. Your client is opposed to any modifications to this property? In other words, if
they would obviously prefer it not to be modified. However, if it can be modified in compliance with all of the code terms, then you by law would have to approve that. You would not have the right to deny that. Their position is, because the applicant's family created this lot and benefited economically in the past, that they are not entitled to any variance for subdivision. So if they want to subdivide it, they're going to have to do it in complete compliance with all code requirements. One of the definitions of permitting a variance is that the hardship or the necessity for the variance cannot be of the applicant's own making. Therefore, this variance should never be approved based on that alone.
Subdivided it up as many as three parcels.
Mm-hmm. No, do you have any questions?
No other questions. Okay.
Mr. Secretary, opposition?
Oh, I have three letters in opposition. One's from Elizabeth Tower Powell, 227 Rogers Avenue, property adjacent to the lot. They're saying that it's just too crowded and they get a lot of people in there, and it's too close to us as their neighbor, a narrowing entrance that is too close. It would be pose a hardship on them by having a narrow entrance like that. And also I have one from Dennis C. Duncan, who is at 208 Rogers Avenue. Too much, too close to others, same thing. Recently built, that they're overextending it. I have one from Ann Derby and Kevin Derby and Stephen Levine and Gene Levine. I believe they're, it doesn't state here where they're located, but it does say that the character of the neighborhood is going to be affected, and the lot is making it too, okay, the entrance is going to be too small. Again, will affect the character of the neighborhood.
Okay, thank you. So that's three letters in opposition and four, seven total. Okay, thank you. Okay, are there any other opposition? Do I have a chance for, do you have something you'd like to say, ma'am? Did you have anything to offer in opposition?
Yes.
Okay, do you want to come up and?
Are any others?
I thought she was speaking for them.
Ma'am, I thought your attorney was speaking for you. You have something to add additional to what she said? Okay. You have to come up and be sworn in then.
State your name and address for the record, please.
Barbara Power, 227 Rogers Avenue.
All right, and do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes,
thank
I do.
You.
T-O-W-E-R.
Okay.
Is this the working microphone?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to say in one of the emails that was sent today from Elizabeth Tower with our daughter that a piece of it was not mentioned, which is an important piece, and that is that this summer on the what is referred to, I think, as Lot 4 on the plat you have, Country Manor, there is a house that is part of the Smedhurst Holdings. I don't know which relative owns it. It was rented, and there was quite a congregation of young men there for an entire weekend. They raised Cain day, night and day, cursing and carrying on, drinking, refused to stop. Apparently, they were celebrating a wedding or the beginning of one, and we have eight grandchildren who use the house as their summer and weekend house. Five of them were 9 years old and out in the yard. The triplets were standing right there, and they just kept right on. It's this kind of, yes.
This is a zoning hearing. What you're describing has absolutely nothing to do with zoning.
And that's the reason I didn't read it into the record.
Okay, I see. Okay. Well, then may I ask a question? I don't know if it's relevant or not.
Okay.
The issue today affects the single lot, and it's the 34-foot variance that is requested. Mm-hmm. Why is it that we, as surrounding neighbors, were not told that there was an additional subdivision planned? And that's been talked about extensively here tonight. I found out about that additional subdivision on Sunday morning. And had no idea about it.
It's not required this time. He's just asking for a variance.
That's correct.
Right.
He's sharing with us any future plans that he may have.
And the granting of the variance has nothing to do with the fact that there's a future plan and all of that, and in order to enable that variance, the variance will enable that plan to happen, and nobody knows about it. That's all I'm saying. I would thought we'd be informed that this is part of something bigger. That's my only comment.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. I guess in the scheme of things, what he's presented to us is that it appears that he can subdivide that into three parcels.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So basically, I think he's asking for the variance of existing or the lot to be able to have the fourth parcel.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
So what the board is ruling on tonight is whether he can take that parcel one, and adjust the variance, okay, of the 75-foot frontage,
right.
10,000 square feet. That's what they have to address.
Yeah. I understand. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hearing no other opposition?
Just a couple of points. I think it's rather, first of all, my brother and two sisters and I are not the ones who subdivided off the property back in the 1950s. That was done by our parents. We have since acquired the property. We are not the ones who did it. Now, we're sure, we bought the property from them, but inherited the property from them in part. But we are not the ones who did the subdivision that created this. And furthermore, at the time the original Country Manor subdivision was done, there wasn't this same 75-foot requirement either, according to my recollection. Also interesting, the people who at the corner of Rogers that are closest to this lot one, and they're now complaining because their house is going to be so close to this one. Well, they got a variance. They got a setback variance for that house, and we're the ones who came in and supported. Now, they may have not been the people who owned it right then, but we're the ones who came in and went along with and supported their request for the setback variance that allows their house to be as close to their line as it now is. Next point I would make is they're making it sound as if what we're proposing back here somehow is going to be deleterious to the neighborhood. One only has to drive in Rogers Avenue and know what kind of activity there, the kinds of houses for the most part that are there, almost all rentals. Ours is not rented. She's confusing something. It was a bachelor's party. And for that, I extend my apologies to the neighborhood for any outrageous or unduly noisy conduct on the part of those people, some of whom were family members, and I'll report that back. But my point is we're talking about four lots, ultimately, all of which are much bigger than the ones that are currently on Rogers Avenue right now. Most of them are around 8,000 feet. All of ours are in excess of 10,000, which they have to be because that's the new zoning code. So just as the new zoning code imposes upon us the 75-foot setback requirement, it also imposes on us the requirement that we make the lots bigger, which we're happy to do. The setback variance we're asking for is largely a technicality, the idea being that the county doesn't want houses built any closer to a street unless where the house is being built is at least, the lot is at least 75 feet wide. We're not going to be building any house anywhere where the lot is not going to be 75 feet or more in width. It just so happens the way the zoning code is written, you measure the so-called lot width at the setback. But we're not, all you have to do is look at the drawing and see there's no way in the world that anyone could build a house anywhere in the stem of this lot that comes down to Ann Avenue. So it's largely a technicality. We will comply with the setbacks and everything insofar as Rogers Avenue when it's extended. As for Rogers Avenue, the lady is absolutely correct. It's not paved all the way to our property line. However, her client is not the only one with an interest in it. My nephew happens to own the lot immediately across from hers, and at some point in the near future, he is going to want the lot paved to the property line, and I'm not sure that the county would allow him to build a house on it without Rogers Avenue being further or being paved for the full width of his lot. So obviously, Rogers Avenue is eventually going to be paved. And to say that adding four 10,000-plus square foot lots at the end of Rogers Avenue is going to have any significant effect on the traffic volume on Rogers Avenue, I think, is a stretch. These are not apartment houses. We're talking about nice single-family houses eventually going in there. Because some of my family are going to continue to own these lots, and when we tear down the old farmhouse, then at least two of the branches of my family will be building new houses on at least two of these lots.
Good question, sir. The original property from your family, did it consist of the lots that are along Rogers Avenue and Ann Avenue?
No. Ann Avenue and Rogers, no.
Okay, so
the only property you see on either of the surveys that at one time was owned by my parents would be Lot 4 and Lot 3, which are part of Country Manor Section 1. Those are the only two.
So basically, Country Manor has larger lots uniformly than the rest of Rogers Avenue.
Oh, yes. Much larger. In fact, Lot 4 is owned by another nephew.
Mr. Rickard, how many variances are on the adjacent property? It appears that that's built out all the way around.
Yes, there has been side yard variances on them.
In rear or front?
Some of them are in the front, too. I can look all those up also.
It appears to be 8 feet from the front property line?
Yeah, some of those.
And considerably less from the sides.
Right.
So I got a question for you. How did you get into your lot from Ann Avenue?
At present?
Yes.
Yes, there's a paved driveway that comes right through there.
Now, did you have to ask the county to get a right-of-way approval to Roger Avenue?
You say, will I?
Yeah, do you have to do that?
Well, when we extend Rogers Avenue in there, we should. But no, Rogers Avenue is a dedicated street to our property line.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Now, it's not. The last 25 feet or so are not paved.
Okay.
But they obviously are going to have to be paved at some point, particularly if my nephew decides to develop the one that's just across the street from the folks that were objecting. And obviously it'll be paved if, as and when, we build our cul-de-sac.
So that is a right-of-way for you to get into in and out of Rogers Avenue?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we have a right to use at Rogers Avenue right now because our property immediately abuts it.
Okay.
But we haven't been using it and won't use it until such time as we tear down the beach house.
Okay.
Thank you. Hearing no further opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
I'd like to hear about the variances on the adjacent property. Okay. Unless... Will that take you some time, Mr. Rickard?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
You have to go through the whole,
whole thing. That's fine. Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we table case number 10,274 until our next regular meeting so that the office can report on the variances granted to adjacent property.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we table case number 10,274 to our next regular meeting, which will be November the 3rd, so that the office have a chance to research the variances that have been issued. No. All those in favor of the motion, give you the voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? The motion carries.
They will explain that the hearing's closed.
Good.
No.
Not sure. Who seconded?
I did.
Jeff. I'm sorry, would you say that to me?
Explain that the hearing's closed.
Okay. The hearing is closed. It's been tabled until our next regular meeting. You're all welcome to come if you would like it, but as you well know, there'll be no testimony taken. Okay?